CNG on Stray FM's Business Home.
Does your workplace throw a Christmas party? From a pizza and a pint to a full-on black tie ball, it's the time when a lot of employers use the opportunity to thank their staff for all their hard work throughout the year. I went along to CNG in Harrogate and talked to Rose, who's a trainee business analyst, and Charlotte, who's in the marketing team, about the importance of rewarding staff. They've both been integral in planning this year's Christmas do, so first things first, what were they up to this year?
So we actually have three parties because one is not enough. So we've had two of them already. So we have one which is a meal in town, which is just staff, no partners. There's two shareholders that take us out once a year. They've been the original since it was first set up, and they like to take us out and treat us once a year as a thank you, which is nice. Then we have the main one, which we actually had at Rudding Park this year. And we maxed it out, which was quite touch and go on whether we're going to have too many this year.
How many people were there? How many people have you got at CNG?
So we've got about 156, 57 staff members now. And the main one was maxed at 200 and its partners as well.
I think we had about... Did we have about 204 in the end? We sort of squeezed everyone on.
Yeah, just let...
We managed,
you
but...
You can't make four people stand out.
No, we just managed, but yeah.
So what's the other one then that you've not had yet?
That is what we call the day do, which is at Brio's. So we shut up the office at about 1:30, head down to Brio's, have a meal. That's when we do the speeches and everything, isn't it? Like the end, Chris England, our finance director, does the review of the year speech, which is always good. I think quite a lot of people love that one because it brings the year to a close, really.
Why do you think it's important to have Christmas parties? Because you could say, you know, everyone's so busy, no one's got time, we can't do that. Why do people bother to have a Christmas celebration?
Also, sort of so busy all year round, it's really nice to just not just reward the staff, but to bring everyone together. Now we're so big as well, and we've grown so much, quite a lot of people are spread out across the business. So it's nice, it brings people together, and like you get to know people that you haven't really spoken to all year. And it's a nice way of sort of mingling again.
Yeah, because we're quite lucky here, really, to be fair. We have a lot of events that go on throughout the year, so it's not unusual for staff, but it's always very limited numbers. So the Christmas party is the main one where everyone goes, because throughout the year you get like a table of 10 or two tables of 10, so it's not like the whole company. So it's quite nice just to get the whole company together, and you just mix with different people. Everyone's so busy, you don't get time to have a normal conversation that doesn't involve a work subject.
And from CNG's point of view, that must, you know, a do for 204 people at Rudding Park, that's not a cheap night out. That's a big, posh do. Why do you think, from CNG's point of view, what do they get out of it?
You built up team morale, really. They are very generous and everyone really appreciates it. And we always do something for charity. So this year, CNG paid for the party, but we all had to donate for charity, and no one has any qualms doing that, because you just have to think, they've put all this on for us, and you can raise so much money for charity then, so it swings both ways.
Part of the culture, I think, the way that they reward us, we are treated really, really well, and like Rose said, it's not just at Christmas, it is all year round. And I think, well, you reap what you sow, don't you? So if they reward us and treat us well, we're going to treat them well.
And do you feel that is instilled in you? So, you know, after, it maybe not 8 o'clock the morning after the party, but long term, do you think you put back in what you get out?
Definitely,
I'd say so. Everyone's buzzing after the party, and because we get to speak to so many different people as well that you've never spoke to before, new bonds are created, and you all just come back in on the Monday and you're just like, oh, you did this and it was really funny, or oh, it's really nice to speak to you. And it's like you just get to know people a bit better, because you don't always get the time to speak to, especially because we're growing so fast as well. You can't get to know everyone all the time.
Definitely, and with the main do as well, we try and sort of sit people with people that they probably won't have spoken to before, so to create new friendships and stuff. And the majority of the time, they come out best of friends, so it's really nice. So have you been in charge of the table plan then?
We are, yes. We love
it. What kind of a responsibility does that feel like?
It's horrendous. It's horrendous.
Yeah, there's a lot of responsibility.
It's quite difficult to do to start off with, because obviously we're not doing it in spite of anyone. The main reason why we do a table plan is for ease of staff, because there's so many people and it's easier for the venue to know what food is going to what table. But we spend a couple of hours doing it, and then some people can't come anymore, some people want to come anymore, and then we have to do a reshuffle right up until the last day.
It's worth it, though.
So, if you guys have been the Christmas party planners, have you got any other tips for people? If they maybe, I mean, it's quite late if they haven't planned their Christmas party yet, but how have you found planning a party for that many people? How?
Start early.
Start early. Especially Reading, you have to book it back January. You have to get the date in, otherwise you can't get a date there. We like to have a Christmas committee over here. So it's not just me and Charlie, we try and get other people's ideas, because we don't want to make it our party. We like everyone to feel like they're involved if they've got an idea. Some people just like to be told when and where and turn up in a nice posh frock. So it just depends who the person is, really.
Okay. Both of you, thank you very much for talking to us, and a very Merry Christmas to you both.
Thank you, you too.
CNG on Stray FM's Business Hub.